I have some simple advice, relatively simple, but I would say potentially explosive, really powerful. And that's what I'd like to share with you this morning and make it very, very brief. Coming to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is, no matter how serious we are or how not serious we are, it's a serious time. Decisions that will impact us for the year and for a lifetime are taking place. If we ignore it, okay, then it probably will bother us a little bit subconsciously, but we're ignoring it. If we take it very seriously, it can become overwhelming. Wow, here we are in a period of a few days. Everything for the whole year is going to be decided. And of course, that affects the future as well. So, there's two suggestions that I would like to share with you, which I think could be helpful. One is, it seems that there is an approach to Rosh Hashanah which goes something like this. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Rosh Hashanah says that Rosh Hashanah are days of and Yom Kippur are days of Yirov HaFachad, fear and trepidation. There's a lot to be afraid of. Umivrach, and running away. We're so afraid, we're so concerned, we're so overwhelmed, we're so worried, we want to run away, let me out of here. But where can we run? Umivrach, umonoi seilov. We run to take refuge in Hashem. So listen, you know, this stuff is overwhelming. I don't know what to do. I really want good things to happen for me for next year, but I'm not quite sure what to do about it. In fact, I'm so overwhelmed with what has to be done that I can't do very much. You know what I'm doing? I'm turning to you. I'm counting on you. I'm relying on you. I'm taking refuge, so to speak, in your embrace, in your arms. And you're going to have to help me. And we find that that's what it says in Tilim, in Perek Lamed Gimel, where Ranenu Tzadikim, we say it Shabbos morning, and it says, Hayitzer Yachad Libom HaMevin El Kol Maaseihem, that the Creator takes together everyone on Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah learns in that posuk, and he analyzes each person all at the same time. B'skira achas, he looks and judges the whole world. Then it continues and says, Ein HaMelech Noshu Barov Choyil, your army and your might and all your stuff is not going to help you. What's going to help you? Two things. The Chofetz Chaim puts a comma in the posuk, so does the Radak, I believe, and says there are two things. Ein Hashem el Yireyov, Lam Yachalim Lechasto, not Ham Yachalim Lechasto, the Yireyov who are, but two groups. There's the God-fearing people. Wow, they got it made. They're standing in judgment and everything's going to go in their favor. And then there's those that may not be in that level, but they're Miyachalim Lechastoi. They're awaiting Hashem's Chesed. They're counting on Hashem's Chesed. They're relying on Hashem's Chesed. They're turning to Hashem, maybe just out of desperation because they don't know what else to do. Help me, I'm counting on you. I can't handle this. What am I changing this and that? I don't know. I'll try as best I can by Yom Kippur, but Rosh Hashanah. Meyachalim l'chastoi. I'm just counting on your chesed. You're going to have to help me because at this point I feel I can't even help myself. And both of those approaches can achieve success in the judgment. So when we feel less than adequate in our level of observance and commitment and Yirat Shamayim, then we turn to Hashem and say, listen, I'm not making it on that grounds, on those grounds, but I'm turning to you to help me, and because I got no place else to turn. And that too is a schus that helps us in the Yom HaDin. That's one piece of advice. The other one is also very simple. The Sefer HaChinuch says in the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar on the Yovel of Yom Kippur, on the Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, the 50th year, that the Tkiyah Shofar there is different from Rosh Hashanah. He says the Tkiyah Shofar of Rosh Hashanah is to remind us of Akedas Yitzchok, and we should picture ourselves performing in Akedas Yitzchok out of love of Hashem. Hashem says Shecht, I'm going to Shecht, just what he says. And he says, and that can be a schus that we will be Zakai Bedin. We will be innocent in the judgment. We will come out clean in the judgment. Why? What did we do? All I did is picture. Imagine that. I watched a movie. I watched a picture. I picture myself doing Akedas Yitzchok. And wow, it seems that there's a tremendous power of picturing myself doing something good. A picture is not worth 1,000 words. A picture is worth far more than 1,000 words. A picture is a new dimension, it's a new concept, is a different level of internalization of a message. And if I picture myself doing good things, then that can make me into a better person. That elevates me. We find, they call it in science today, they call it guided imagery. They say if a baseball player will gets up to the bat to bat and he pictures himself hitting a home run, he literally statistically increases his chances of doing it because he's pictured himself in his mind's eye performing that act that makes him more capable of that performance. And this can go for so many things, for everything in life. So the second Eitzah that I have is a very pushy Eitzah. We all want to improve. You want to be better. But what usually improvement is a fleeting thought. All right, I want to be better. Now what? Okay, I'm going to try. Now what? Okay, maybe tomorrow. But no. Make a picture. Take a picture. Look at yourself. Dress yourself up in the picture in your best clothing. Make a big smile. Take a haircut if you need one. And just step. Wow, look at me doing good. Whatever area we feel that we might be weak in, I picture myself doing better. I picture, 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 look at, draw it. Maybe drawing it on paper might also help. I don't know if everybody knows how to draw, but I picture myself as this act. I'm doing it. I'm capable. It's happening. That enhances my ability to behave according to that image, to that picture. And therefore, that too can be a big schus. And we see from the Sefer HaChinuch that a person just picturing himself as if he was performing Akedas Yitzchok is a schus that can weigh over the entire Din on Rosh Hashanah. So it's a very, I think, practical thing for us that if we wish, anything, you want to even, Bahavdil, you want to do better on a test. If you picture yourself taking that test and getting that good mark and you see it happening, it increases your chances. There's a certain level of confidence, there's a certain level of motivation, there's a certain level of, it's like a blueprint, like an outline, like I have to build according to the blueprints, but I see the blueprints in front of me. If you don't have blueprints, you can't build a building. You can't accomplish anything without a plan and a goal and a mind's eye picture. And I think that can also be very helpful. And hopefully that Hashem should help, that we should be zeicher to be able to grow and to improve and to change. We should also be able to turn to Hashem to help us, and when we feel that we can't do anymore or handle anymore, we just turn and count on Him to make it happen for us. And Hashem should help that we should all be zeiche in this year, that should be a year of hatzlocha and brocha and mazel. And as we say at the end of the year and the beginning of the new year, we should be zeichet to have tichle shono v'kidolei seho, the year with all its klolos, with all its curses, and there was a lot of stuff that was pretty rough this year, should end. V'tochel shono u'birchoi seho, and a new year should dawn upon us full of brocha. Shabbos and Siva Sima Toiva.